Happy New Year. Welcome to 2025. And I tell you what a start to 2025 it has been today here at Shears Green Junior School. You wouldn't believe. This is the third time I've recorded this podcast. And I tell you what, third time perfect is going to be absolutely amazing. Firstly, obviously there's a few changes with the start and finish times. School starts at 8:30 and collection is 10 past 3. Children can come into school from 8:30 and we need them behind desks by 8:40. Remember, you can drop children into any entrance, so they can come in through the top entrance. That gate opens at 8:25. They can come in through the middle entrance on White Avenue here. They can also come up through the infants and across our playground into the building there. And between 8:30 and 8:40, you will also be able to traverse between our top gate and all the way down to the infants. But from 8:40, that will be closed off because we will then be in operational school and I need to make sure that we're safeguarding and keeping the children safe within the site, and I'm sure you agree with that too. End of the day, school finishes at 3:10. You will be able to get on site from 3 o'clock, and again, you'll be able to then get yourselves down from the top gate all the way down to the infants and through. That's from 3 o'clock onwards, and I've sent out those collection points via the WhatsApp before Christmas. I will resend the videos and I've also written it down for you, which I will send out on the pod WhatsApp, and I will also put it on an email for you too. And I'm hoping that's going to go plain sailing, but I'm sure it won't. There'll be some sort of disaster or something will happen, but we will iron it out. Please bear with us. If you are in year four and you are sending your child on our year four residential, please could you make sure that you make sure you're paying your balance, so the balance is paid in advance of that March date. Thanks to everybody who came to the Christmas fair. That was great on the last day of term. It feels like ages ago, doesn't it? The 25th of December. 6th of January today. Anyway, these following people won raffle prizes. The prizes can be collected from the school office. An adult needs to collect them. Ivy Salter, Poppy Galloway, Lucas Watson, Ellie Hampshire, Lily Williams, 6RF, Nicholas in 3EM, Faye West, Ollie Mason, Ari, Sevek, Ariana in 4AH, Daisy Brown 3KH, and Evie Tarr. All of you have won raffle prizes. They are in the office waiting for you to collect. And most of them have got alcohol in. So if you're doing dry January, boo-hoo, you can't drink them until the end of the month. But that is something to look forward to, isn't it? I know lots of the children would have received devices, mobile phones, tablets, laptops over Christmas. And I'm going to attach the January 2025 online safety newsletter. It's for parents. It's to help you get a grip on what your children are doing online, because I tell you what, it is, it's baffling at times, isn't it? Lots of stuff in this edition on Fortnite and Fortnite Battle Royale. There's information on social media influencers, on smartphone-free childhood, on getting to know the age rating for different apps. Did you know WhatsApp is 13? Did you know that Twitch is 13? TikTok is 13? YouTube is 13? Fortnite is 12? Lots and lots of information for you. And as I always say, it's better to be forearmed than forewarned. Was it forewarned or forearmed? There's a saying there, isn't there? I'm not very good on those. Thanks to everybody who sponsored goats just before Christmas. Sponsorship packs are being made. My mother-in-law is frantically knitting the goats. The goats look amazing, by the way, the knitted goats. She's done 8 so far, so they're being frantically knitted by my mother-in-law and a knitting group. So we'll get the packs together and they will be out within the next couple of weeks. If you're interested in sponsoring a goat, you can do so via the Arbor app. It costs £30, and for your £30, you get the opportunity to have a one-on-one with the goat, feeding the goat and putting it to bed. You get a knitted goat, you get a photo of yourself and the goat, you get your name on the sponsorship wall for the year, you get a birthday card from your goat, as well as an adoption certificate. So if you want to adopt a goat, you can via the Arbor app for £30. And what a great birthday gift that would make for anybody who has a birthday coming up. I'm going to keep this short and sweet this week. Just make sure you know which entrances or what your exit points are for tomorrow. Remember, school finishes at 10 past 3 for everybody tomorrow. I'm going to hand you over to Mrs. Nicholson, who has the very first or challenge of the new year, and I can't wait to see you all tomorrow. See you soon.
Hello there, Mrs. Nicholson, again with the oracy challenge. This term, we're going to start using the same questions that I'm posing to you as parents with your children at the dining tables, so that children get an opportunity to discuss the same questions with their friends, but with some insight into what the questions are going to be. So this week's This week is going to be all about the new year and what the children might want to gain this year and how they might be able to achieve it. So obviously I'm going to send out the pro forma of this with Mr. Patterson, with some ideas for sentence stems, etc., that you might want to use with your children so that they can come to school prepared, so that when they're sitting at the dining tables, they can have a decent conversation with peers and maybe older and younger children, to help them really think about how to structure their sentence answers. Anyway, I wish you good luck and also Happy New Year.